From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be able to enter. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least five. That included a newborn baby. Many were killed when a massive apartment complex collapsed. VOA's Bill Hyde on the area's vulnerability to quakes.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999. And that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious. And it's something that people are quite used to. But, of course, they don't want this to happen.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. The United Nations mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and ethnic Tuareg militias. The United Nations established its peacekeeping force in Mali in the year 2013. This is VOA News.